Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters in the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make. And go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I've been up to. Maybe I'll be coming to a city next to you, signing your copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. It's all about the space program. One day, will we terraform Mars? One day, will we live on other planets? One day, will we visit the stars? It's all within the laws of physics, and I lay it out because the dinosaurs did not have a space program. That's why they're not here today, because they did not have a space program. But we do. We can avoid the calamity that hit the dinosaurs, who didn't know what hit them 65 million years ago. So find out more about my book, The Future of Humanity. Also, The Future of the Mind takes you into inner space, when we have MRI scans of the living brain that allows us to understand what is mental illness, what are dreams, how do we form consciousness. All these questions I address in my book, The Future of the Mind. And then in Physics of the Impossible, I talk about, well, Star Trek. I talk about space warps, time travel, the fourth dimension. I talk about the stuff of science fiction looked at by a physicist. What are the laws of physics governing wormholes and time travel and teleportation? These are the questions I address in my book, Physics of the Impossible. Well, once again, the lines are open, so you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. So let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Hi, Michio Kaku. I just want to say you're the most amazing person that I listen to as far as YouTube videos go, and I like the way you make my brain think. I just had a quick question. Being since time travel is possible, do you think we have been visited from people or agencies from the future?
Well, you ask a question that we physicists have actually debated. It was first asked by Stephen Hawking, the late physicist, who said that, well, time travel may not be possible because where are the tourists from the future? They should be traveling into the past to visit us, and where are they? We don't see them. Therefore, maybe time travel is not possible. But I thought, now, wait a minute. You can't jump to conclusions like that. Because let's say we can go back to the dinosaur era. After you see one dinosaur have lunch, you get bored. I mean, who wants to see two dinosaurs have lunch when you've already seen one? And as a consequence, you lose interest. So maybe there are time travelers from the future, but they just got bored with us. They simply realize that we're not that interesting, especially if you see the same thing over and over and over again. So that's one possibility. There's another possibility. We will have invisibility long before we have the first time machine. In fact, the United States Pentagon is working on invisibility. So once we attain invisibility, maybe we will visit the past, but we'll just keep ourselves invisible and people will not see us. Well, I have my own attitude toward this. First of all, time travel may indeed be possible. Einstein's equations allow for time travel. Einstein's equations allow for wormholes. Some of these wormholes can go to the past, in which case you may be able to meet your teenage mother before you're born and create mischief before you're born. And then how can you be born if you just prevented your parents from mating? Well, it turns out that there is a way out of all these paradoxes. There are a lot of paradoxes you can make in time machines. For example, let's say you go backwards in time and shoot yourself as a child. If you've committed suicide as a child, then how can you grow up to be an adult? So how do we answer these things? Well, the way we answer it is as follows. In quantum mechanics, you have something called the many worlds theory, where the universe splits in half. In one half, for example, a cat could be dead. In another universe, a cat could be alive. The universe simply splits into two timelines. If that's possible, then when you go backwards in time, the universe splits. So let's say you want to save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated at the Ford Theater. When you go backwards in time and you meet John Wilkes Booth, you do prevent John Wilkes Booth from killing Abraham Lincoln, but the universe splits at that point, and you've saved somebody else's Abraham Lincoln. Your Abraham Lincoln died, but in this other universe, which butted off our universe, that universe, Abraham Lincoln survived. So that's how you answer all the paradoxes of time travel, that the timeline simply splits. So is it possible to go backwards in time and meet us in the past from the future? And the answer is yes. But how come you have no memory of it? Because the timeline split in half. Therefore, in one timeline, you do have memories of it, but in the other timeline, you do not. And so all the paradoxes of time travel can, in fact, be solved once you allow the timeline to split in half. Now, let me now give you the mother of all time travel stories, and you can see how to resolve this time travel paradox. This paradox was created by Robert Heinlein. It is the mother of all paradoxes, and see whether or not you're smart enough to figure it out. First of all, the year is 1945. A stranger comes in from the forest carrying a baby girl in a basket, and he leaves the baby girl at an orphanage. The nuns at the orphanage don't know what to do with this baby girl, abandoned at the doorstep, so they call her Jane, and Jane grows up wondering, who's my mother, my father? Well, one day, a handsome stranger comes into her life, and Jane falls in love. But it was not meant to be. They quarrel, and the handsome stranger stomps off into the forest, never to be seen again. But Jane is left pregnant and abandoned. It's a very sad story. So she gives birth to a baby girl, but somebody that night kidnaps her baby girl, and the baby girl is lost forever. Well, it's even worse than this. It's a very sad story. Jane finds out that she is hermaphroditic. She's half male, half female, and the doctors find out she's bleeding, and they have to change Jane into Jim. Well, Jim now wakes up really messed up, left as an orphan, grows up in an orphanage, finds a lover, left pregnant, and then the baby girl is kidnapped, leaving her as Jim. Well, Jim gets into barroom fights every time someone says, who are you? Where'd your mother come from? Where'd your father come from? Who are you anyway? Well, I'll give you the mystery of who Jane is after the break. Who is Jane if she's a time traveler? So let's take a short commercial break, and the number to call is 612-564-8135.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, you can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about time travel, and how do we resolve the fact that we don't see tourists from the future, or what about all those paradoxes you get if time travel is possible? Well, just before the break, I gave you the mother of all paradoxes, the greatest paradox of all time, involving time travel, cooked up by Robert Heinlein. It starts with a baby girl left off at an orphanage, abandoned. She was raised by the nuns, and they call her Jane. One day, Jane falls in love and gets pregnant, but her baby girl is kidnapped, and it's even worse than that. Jane finds out that she's hermaphroditic, she's bleeding, she's going to die. She has to be changed into Jim. Well, Jim now becomes a barroom drunk every time someone says, "Who are you anyway? You were left at an orphanage as a girl. You grew up as a girl, had a baby girl that was kidnapped, but now you're Jim. Who are you anyway?" Well, finally, at a bar, after another fight, Jim finds in a sympathetic ear in a bartender. A bartender says to Jim, "I'm really a time traveler. That's right. I'm a time traveler. Come into my machine, my time machine, and I will tell you who is Jane slash Jim. They go into the time machine way into the past, and he's very disoriented. He's left in the past someplace, but then he meets this beautiful 17-year-old girl, and it's love at first sight. And, however, it's a sad story. He finds out that she's pregnant. Well, she gives birth to a baby girl, and then Jim says to himself, you know, this happened to me when I was a kid. I was abandoned. I was left pregnant. I had a baby girl, and now I have a baby girl, and I'm going to kidnap her to make sure that she has the best education possible. So Jim breaks into the hospital, steals the baby girl, and goes back into the time machine. Back until it's 1945. And then Jim drops the baby girl off at the orphanage. Well, the nuns next day pick up the baby girl, and they call her Jane. And then they wonder, who is Jane anyway? Jane left as an orphan at the nunnery. But Jim says to himself, you know, I got to get my act together. I can't be a drunk all my life. So he joins the Time Traveler's Corps and has many exploits in the annals of time. Now, Jim is an old man. He asks for one final mission, and that is to go back into the past, to impersonate a certain bartender, to unravel the story of who Jane is. Now, here's the question for 10 points. Who is Jane's mother, father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, daughter, granddaughter, grandfather? Jane is a family tree unto herself. She is her own mother. She is her own father. She is her own daughter. She is her own son. All of that is possible once you have time travel. So how do we resolve this? I mean, think about it for a moment. Family get together and the whole clan gets together and one person says to the other, you did this to me. You did this to me. And the other person says, no, you did that to yourself. So the question is it possible to be a family tree unto yourself? Well, the answer is no. Because if the quantum mechanics of time travel holds, then the timeline simply splits every time Jane goes into the past. So she does not meet herself. She does not make love to herself. She does not give birth to herself because there's only one Jane. But can you imagine a food fight? A food fight breaking up at a family get-together when all the different versions of Jane get together? Well, that's the science fiction story cooked up by Robert Heinlein, where you can be your own mother and your own father. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, Professor Kaku. This is Jesse from Houston. And I was just wondering about your opinion on what do you think that's in the water that is on Mars, that's liquid water that's found on Mars recently. I know you heard about it. What do you think is in that water? You think we're going to find some kind of life that used to live on Mars billions of years ago, way before Earth was even cool enough for us to get on it? Or do you think it's just water? Or do you, because water is essential to life, so I imagine there's some kind of, like, small organism, maybe a fungus, maybe some kind of something in that water. I was just wondering your opinion. Thank you, Ms. Kaku.
Yes, well, recently headlines were made when NASA scientists announced the fact that underneath the ice cover, there seems to be an ocean, a lake of liquid water. Now, why is that important? Because liquid water is the amniotic fluid of life. Liquid water dissolves most chemicals. Most organic chemicals can be dissolved in water. And that's like a mixing bowl. A mixing bowl where the first proteins and the first DNA gets off the ground. So therefore, when astronomers go into outer space looking for things, what do they look for? The water. Follow the water. That is the mantra of astronomers. And Mars seemed to have no liquid water. Mars is a frozen desert. It's frozen solid. And so the question is, can liquid water exist on Mars? Well, that's where this lake was found, which is very interesting. However, life as we know it probably cannot exist in that lake. It's probably too salty. Because we expect that it is very salty to have that lake underneath the ice on Mars. However, it does mean that Mars may eventually have larger lakes, which may make it possible to have organic chemicals, which may mean that microbial life may exist on Mars. Now, this is just a theory, but let's say hypothetically that life, intelligent life, got off the ground on Mars billions of years ago, and then Mars gradually lost its atmosphere. If you were a Martian, where would you go, knowing that your atmosphere is going to be lost, that all the water is going to evaporate or turn to ice? Where would you go? You would go A, into outer space, B, to the polar ice caps, or C, underground. And guess what? We have not gone underground, and we have not gone to the polar ice caps. That's why this discovery is very important, because there's a loophole. A loophole as to where microbial life may get off the ground. A place that we haven't looked at very carefully, and that's the polar ice caps, and especially the rock under the polar ice caps. So this was quite a shock when scientists from NASA found evidence of this, and it means that Mars could be a lot stranger than we previously thought. Does it mean there's life on Mars? No, it's not conclusive. We just know that there seems to be a lake under the ice caps. However, it's probably too salty for life as we know it. For example, take a look at the Great Salt Lake in Utah. Why is it salty? Because as water begins to evaporate and shrink, it dissolves more and more salts in the ground and becomes saltier. That's why many of the lakes left over from the last ice age are quite salty, like the Great Salt Lake. So the speculation is that this lake on Mars is probably too salty to have life, but hey, we don't know. More studies have to be done. But it is tantalizing now. Perhaps Mars is a lot more interesting than we were led to believe. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Yeah, this is David calling from Central Lake, Michigan, calling from listening to station WMKT. We all hear about these telescopes looking back into the origins of the universe billions of years backwards. But what do these telescopes see when they look in the direction of the expansion? Can a telescope see the end of in the direction we're headed? Just wondering.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, the night sky is a time machine. When you look in the night sky, you're looking into the past, because it takes time for light to reach us. Now, when you look in a mirror, you're not really looking at yourself as you really are. You're looking at yourself about a billionth of a second ago, because that's the amount of time it takes for light to go from your face to the mirror to your eyeball. So you're looking into the past every time you see yourself in a mirror. When you look at the moon, you're looking at the moon as it was a second ago. When you look at the sun, you're looking at the sun as it was about 8 minutes ago. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to answer the question, can you see Genesis? Are our telescopes powerful enough that we can see the beginning of the universe itself as it was being created? We'll answer that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban is once again gaining ground in Afghanistan, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying additional U.S. forces are moving to Kabul from nearby locations outside Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says all the violence we're seeing in Afghanistan is due to the Biden administration's plan regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This rapid and haphazard withdrawal of American troops Of course, before we knew that our embassy would be safe, before we had our Afghan interpreters and other friends out of Afghanistan, to allow it to fall like this without any sort of plan or recourse, it is shameful.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News. The governor of Texas is worried about rising oil prices. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and perhaps you can ask that question or make that comment about science that's always been bothering you. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And before the break, we had a very interesting question. When you look at the night sky, you're looking into the past. So if you have a telescope powerful enough, could you find Genesis, the beginning of the universe? Can you photograph the beginning of the universe with a telescope? Well, the short answer is no, but let me explain why. When you look at the night sky, you're looking at the past. So when you look at the sun, you're looking as it was 8 minutes ago. When you look at Mars, or you communicate with Mars, you're looking as it was about maybe 20 minutes ago. When you look at Pluto, you're looking at Pluto as was almost a day ago. When you look at the sky and you look at the stars, the typical stars, they are usually a few hundred light years away, meaning that you're looking at light that is a few hundred years old. When you look at the distant galaxies now, like Andromeda, They are millions of light years away. So you're looking at light that is millions of years old. Fossil light. Light that has been preserved as it goes across the blackness of space for millions of years. And then the questioner asks the key question. How far back can you go? Can you go back all the way to Genesis? Well, it turns out that the Hubble Space Telescope can see, quote, the farthest star. The farthest stars that we can see with our telescope are almost 13 billion light years ago. So in other words, they go back very close to the incident of the Big Bang. But when you go beyond that, when you go beyond that to look at the Big Bang itself, what do you find? Blackness. There's only blackness there. But it's actually not blackness at all. If your eyes could see microwave radiation, you could actually see the fireball itself. That's right. You can actually see the fireball that created the universe. Go to NASA.gov, type in WMAP, and you can actually see the picture. The microwave photograph of the radiation from the Big Bang itself. This is amazing. We're talking about baby pictures. Baby pictures of the infinite universe. Now, how old was the universe then when that light was created? 300,000 years old. So when the universe was just 300,000 years old, it created a fireball, which you can see on your internet right now by going to NASA.gov and typing in WMAP and the microwave background radiation. But our listener then asked yet another question. What happened at the instant of creation? Well, unfortunately, that photograph does not go back that far. That photograph only takes you to within about 300,000 years of the instant of creation. To go back even farther requires a new type of telescope, a gravity wave detector. And these are very expensive machines. They're several miles long. One is based near Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The other one is based in the Northwest. Gravity wave detectors, which won the Nobel Prize just recently for three physicists who detected radiation from colliding black holes using a gravity wave detector. Now, it turns out that to find pictures of the instant of the Big Bang requires a gravity wave detector in outer space. And we hope to launch that in the coming decades. LISA is the Laser Interferometry Space Antenna, and it is a gravity wave detector in outer space. And we hope to get baby pictures of the infant universe as it's being born, and maybe pictures of an umbilical cord connecting the infant universe to another parallel universe. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with his Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right, it's open mic in this hour of Science Fantastic. Here's where you can get on national radio and ask that question. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science and this great universe that we live in. Maybe it's a question about dinosaurs. Maybe it's about DNA. Maybe it's about cancer. Maybe it's about the night sky. Maybe it's about space probes. Find out by giving us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Good evening, Dr. Kaku. This is Mike. I'm calling from Poplar, Montana. I'm actually listening to you on Paranormal Radio. And my question is, why does any number that could be a factor of 3 to like 6, 9, 12, etc., multiplied by another number that's a factor of 3, always equal, well, it could be summed up to equal 9. The answer could always be summed up by addition to equal 9, no matter the number size or the number of times you multiply other numbers that are a factor of 3. Thank you.
Well, first let me point out that's one of a series of coincidences that were discovered by the ancients. The ancients were quite good at playing with numbers. Numbers were first discovered, invented by humans to keep track of cattle, keep track of possessions. By the way, I should point out that when we were nomads, like 10,000 years ago during the Ice Age, there was no mathematics because there was no need to count anything more than 2 or 3. However, once the Ice Age ended, and then we had the ability to create cities and villages, we had wealth. Excess wealth, and we had to keep track of it. That's why we had to invent numbers, to keep track of things, because we were accumulating more and more things when the first villages were created after the Ice Age ended 10,000 years ago. Then, as cities got bigger and bigger, then we had kings and queens. They had armies to conquer other neighboring villages, and then you had to have mathematics. not just numbers, but mathematics to keep track of all these things. And that's when the ancients noticed all these quirks about numbers. First of all, the identity that you mentioned only works in base 10. It does not work in other bases. But why 10? Because, well, we have 10 fingers, and so it was convenient to use base 10 because we count with our fingers. But not just the one you mentioned, but several of these things were noticed by the ancients. Now, proving these things then had to await the coming of algebra. With the coming of algebra, it meant that you can use symbols to represent any number with certain quantities to create an equation. And that was a tremendous breakthrough. Because before then, mathematics was just counting your possessions. That's all mathematics was needed. That's why we had accountants, to keep track of cattle, keep track of troops, keep track of things as society became more complex after the ice melted and we no longer lived like nomads chasing after the deer and the buffaloes. Then algebra was created. Now, the equations that you mentioned are actually one of a series of them involving quirks of the number 3, 9, casting out 9s. And you can prove them very simply by using algebra to use symbols to represent the numbers. So, in summary, the point I'm raising is these identities were first found by the ancients when arithmetic was discovered, but then algebra came later, and with algebra we can represent symbols to represent a class of these numbers and thereby prove any number of these identities that even the ancients were aware of. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Rita. I'm calling from Kennewick, Washington. The call letters are KONA. And I'd like to ask you, we get our light from the sun, and yet between the earth and the sun is completely black. And I assume that's because there is no atmosphere. But there also is no atmosphere on Mars, and yet Mars shines with light. Don't understand that.
Okay, well, let's try to answer these things one at a time. First of all, Mars has a very thin atmosphere, and if you were to land on Mars, the sky would be pink. So we think it's pink probably because the sands of Mars are very fine powder, like talcum powder, and Mars is red because of rust. Mars is the rusty planet, and so whenever there's a sandstorm, it throws this material into the sky, giving you the reddish color.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Well, before the break, we had a question about color, about the fact that the sky is black, and yet things are not black on the Earth or on Mars. And what's the origin of the color of things? Well, let's try to answer them one at a time. First of all, the atmosphere of Mars is actually pink because of the dust that is lofted into the sky because of dust storms. And it's red because of ferric oxide. Mars is the rusty planet. Now, the sky on the Earth is blue. And why is that? Because light from the sun is scattered off the atmosphere, and blue light scatters more than red light. And that's why when you look directly at the sun at sunset, it looks reddish, because you're looking at unscattered light, and red light does not scatter much. When you look away from the sun, you're looking at scattered light, and blue scatters more than red. That's why the sky is blue. But then why is outer space black? Well, that's a question for the ages. It turns out that this is a paradox that went on for centuries. Why is the night sky black? You see, if there are infinite number of stars, which is logical, and the universe is infinitely old, then you should see an infinite amount of starlight coming into your eyeball, so your eyeball should melt. The sky should be white, not black. And everywhere you look, you should see a star, and the sky should be white, not black. Well, this is called Olber's paradox. It's one of the greatest paradoxes of all time. And the paradox was unsolved for hundreds of years until finally, of all people, Edgar Allan Poe published the first solution to Olber's paradox. The great mystery writer, Edgar Allan Poe, was also an amateur astronomer, believe it or not. And just before he died, he wrote a book where he talked about many of his dreams and things. And then he wrote down the answer to Olber's paradox. The answer to Olber's paradox is that the universe had a beginning. Therefore, when you look at the night sky, you do not see an infinite number of stars going on forever and ever. There's a cutoff. A cutoff because there was a beginning. There was a Big Bang. Now, this is deep. This is really deep. When I take a shower at night, I think about this. Why is the night sky black and not white? Because there was the Big Bang. Because the universe is not infinitely far, infinitely old. It is finite. That there was, in fact, a beginning to time, to the beginning of the universe. It's an amazing thing that I think about all the time. Now, if your eyes could see microwave radiation, you could actually then see the fireball. You can actually see the fireball that gave us the universe, the fireball of the Big Bang, if your eyes could see microwaves. Now, your eyes cannot see microwaves, but our instruments, our radio telescopes, can in fact see microwave radiation, and we can photograph the fireball. And so I think about this at night when I take a shower. Why is the sky black and not white? Because you're looking at the cutoff of light. That there was a beginning. Before that, there was no light. And that's why the night sky is black. Amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Doctor. I am John from Atlanta, Georgia, and I listen on TalkStream Live. And I have a question about how man fights fire. It seems that since man has discovered fire, he extinguishes it by smothering it or removing the fuel source. I'm wondering, do you see a future where man can use some type of energy, like a beam or other force that can be directed at a flame and cause it to extinguish rather than just dropping of slurry or dropping of water or throwing dirt on a fire? Is the day going to be when man can extinguish a fire through the use of counter energy rather than smothering the fire? Thank you.
Well, actually, I've thought about that question, especially in California, where you have the biggest forest fires in recorded history ravaging California, where I was born years ago. And so you begin to wonder about that question. Is it possible to create an energy source that could suck up the energy rather than simply dumping water or chemicals on a flame? Well, some people have talked about black light. That black light would be light that absorbs light, so it would be black rather than white. And if you shine black light at a flame, it would suck the energy right out of a flame. Well, that's science fiction, and so far we see no evidence of black light. And the energy that we see around us is positive energy. Using the quantum theory, we can catalog all the different kinds of energy that we see around us, and black light is unfortunately not one of these energies. However, it is a tantalizing idea that maybe one day somebody could find a way to suck up energy rather than create energy. Now, one of the problems is the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics has many different forms, but one of them is that flames and heat tend toward chaos, and that's one reason why fires grow rather than fires getting smaller and smaller. And so you bump up against the laws of thermodynamics. So, well, I'm not saying you can't do it, but I know of no way to create black light. I know of no way to create a way to suck up energy, because it takes energy to do work, and therefore it takes energy to suck up energy, and where's the gain in that? So I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying that at the present time, we know of no way to simply contain a forest fire. Sorry about that. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and you can join us every week by tuning into Science Fantastic, and you can get on the air by giving us a call at 612-564-8135, and perhaps you can have your questions and your thoughts heard on national radio. So this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.